Bryant Monte grew up in Phoenix and fondly remembers spending time with his grandmother, Helen Catherine Mason, as she worked to establish the Black Theater Troupe. Bryant has recently created a new documentary, A Legacy in the Valley, that highlights Helen's life and contributions and also traces the family lineage back to Helen's maternal great-grandmother, Mary Green, a former slave who traveled from Union County, Arkansas, to the Arizona Territory in 1868. Bryant, you're a journalist by trade. What was it like working on a story so close to your heart?
It's one of those pieces that drove me much deeper because of my personal attachment to my grandmother. We spent, you know, a lot of time together when I was young. And, you know, I've run into some different challenges in the production of this, mainly trying to find information I needed, getting some of the history, the Black Theater Troupe, along with family history. And I think that's what has kept me going, is really this need and this desire to tell this story.
I understand you made several new discoveries during your research.
It's been a joy, especially looking at a part of history we've had in the family for some years, and that was the story about Mary Green being the first African-American woman to settle in the Valley back in 1868. And we found some information by going to Arkansas that showed a little bit more about that story. And my grandmother had this research in the family. She actually has a letter from the Phoenix History Museum when it was in existence, and it showed more of the details of, you know, Mary Green and the connection, our connection to the family, and it's deepened the story, I can attest to.
How was this family lineage forgotten over the years?
I talked to, you know, my grandmother's sister, and she said, oh, you know, the problem that they had with older people is that they typically didn't share some stories. And sometimes in families, that history gets lost because it's not shared in the oral tradition, is not passed down, because we're thinking, well, that was passed. We don't have to worry about that. That was, you know, like thinking about slavery. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to think about it.
How much early Phoenix history are you including?
I'm definitely highlighting the early days of Phoenix. However, due to time constraints, I'm not going to go too deep into it. But you do see that some of the early stages of Phoenix, the early years, that's going to be highlighted. But also, you know, the early stages of the Black Theater Troupe is what I focused on as well.
Your film is first and foremost a tribute to Helen K. Mason. What is your hope for audiences at the premiere screenings?
Hopefully it inspires young people to continue to dream, older people. Whatever it is we want to do, is that there's no limitations if we dare to dream.
Bryant Monte, director and producer of the new documentary, A Legacy in the Valley. The film premieres on February 23rd and 24th at the new home of the Black Theater Troupe at 1333 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Complete details are available at kbaq.org. For KBOC at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.